Book 11, the Book of Everlasting Day, the Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, page 674 at the bottom. A consciousness that yearned through every cry of unexplored attraction and desire, it found and searched again the unsatisfied deeps, hunting as if in some deep secret heart to find some lost or missed felicity. In those far lapsing symphonies she could hear, breaking through enchantments of the ravished sense, the lyric voyage of a divine soul mid spume and laughter, tempting with its prow the charm of innocent Circean isles, adventures without danger, beautiful in lands where siren wonder sings its lures from rhythmic rocks in ever-foaming seas. In the harmony of an original sight, delivered from our limiting ray of thought and the reluctance of our blinded hearts to embrace the Godhead in whatever guise, she saw all nature marvelous without fault. Invaded by beauty's universal revel, her being's fiber reached out, vibrating, and claimed deep union with its outer selves, and on the heart's chords made pure to seize all tones, heaven's subtleties of touch, unwearying forced, more vivid raptures than earth's life can bear. What would be suffering here was fiery bliss, all here but passionate hint and mystic shade, divined by the inner prophet who perceives the spirit of delight in sensuous things, turned to more sweetness than can now be dreamed. The mighty signs of which earth fears the stress, trembling because she cannot understand, and must keep obscure in form strange and sublime, were here the first lexicon of an infinite mind, translating the language of eternal bliss. Here, rapture was a common incident, the lovelinesses of whose captured thrill our human pleasure is a fallen thread, lay symbol shapes, a careless ornament, sewn on the rich brocade of Godhead's dress. Things fashioned were the imaged homes where mine arrive to fathom a deep physical joy. The heart was a torch lit from infinity. The limbs were trembling densities of soul. These were the first domains, the outer courts, immense but least in range and least in price, the slightest ecstasies of the undying gods.